The following podcast has been rated TVMA, NSFW, R, and NC-17, so it is not safe for kids. Put your children to bed. You spent enough time with them anyway.
Times are getting a little easier these days, but that don't mean taking time for yourself needs to. When you want a drink, you want to work for it. That's why I only drink Malort. Its unusual full-bodied flavor of deck varnish and viper piss is a taste savored by two-fisted drinkers. So if you think your two fists are strong enough, why not grab yourself a shot of the only booze big enough to knock some sense right back into you? Jepson's Malort. It'll kick your ass for you, so you can take time taking her easy.
Proud sponsor of Chad the Birdcast, which is what you're listening to right now. Hey, what's going on, everybody? My name's Chad. I'm a bird, blah, blah, blah. This is my Birdcast. If you don't know, you know. But did you know? Because if you don't know, you know now. Either way, you know what I mean. How are you doing? How are you feeling? How's it going? Take a moment. Take a moment with me. Breathe. Reiki. Reiki. Fingernails and pickles. Whispers. I'm not an ASMR bird. It's just not a thing I'm into. I wish I was, but I like have the exact opposite reaction to somebody whispering in my ear. In fact, it turns on my fight or flightness, and I get nervous. I don't know. Maybe that's because my species were haunted by whispering snakes or something. So whatever it is that you do, you need to relax for 15 minutes, do that and join me, won't you, on a journey of self-discovery. It's mostly about me. I do have merch, speaking of me, and people have asked. If you go to chadthebird.com, I made it super easy. There's a merch button, and we've got we have our new t-shirt. We have the Dark Seed Edition is now live. That'll be for a limited time. And then we've got stickers. Three different sizes. Also, if you're going to be anywhere where I am live, I will have stickers for sale live. Not necessarily merch, like outside of stickers, like shirts and hats yet, because that's costly and we're not there yet. But, you know, hey, buy enough and I'll make enough and we'll buy a bunch and we'll have them there. So you buy it twice. See, that's money. Capitalism, baby. We also have the toucan, which is my beanie. We've got three different colors. You got your Midnight Hawk, you got your Hoth Falcon, and your Steel Beak. That's just black, white, and gray. But those are cooler names for those colors. And those are all available. They're pretty sweet. I just got some over here, and I got to take a look at them. They feel nice. They look nice. And I've gotten no complaints yet. They have not been eating people. So you can buy them right now. Sport them. Show everybody that you're part of the club, that you're into it, that you're all about me. And also you. They represent you. All the proceeds go to our designers and to the Chad Empire. That's it. Just goes, so keeps us going. So if you're like, how do I donate? Buy shit. Buy some shit. All that money goes to us anyway. What else is going on? Sarah Hester Ross was in town last week. I got to perform with her live at the Den, and that was dope beyond dope. And then we all got shwasted. I took them out on the town. We went to Pequod's Pizza because they wanted some deep dish. And I'm like, well, there's really only one. We did try to get Sarah Hester Ross to have a shot on Malort, but she refused because she's an independent person. So she's not officially Chicago in yet, but it's only a matter of time. Got to wear them down. I'll be in Vegas at some point again, and we'll do another show with her. But she had a great time. And that show was dope. Thank you all that came out. We had a bunch of Chad fans in the room, came and found me, and took some pictures. It was really cool. Felt nice. But it was really mostly about Sarah, because when isn't it? What else happened? That was like the biggest thing that happened. I think it'd get bigger than that. We don't really have any shows coming up for a month or two, so keep on chadthebird.com, and I keep everything up to date. We're doing shows at the end of April, and then we've got a show in May. In Blue Island, we're doing the Smoke Show Part 2. But in between now and then, it's just you and me, baby. Hey, we're just rapping. We're just getting it real. I don't know why I went full Joe Biden there. Like, hey, Jack, we're just talking. There, that's my Biden. All right, well, last week I had the distinction and fortune to talk about that one time a dude brought a duck into Buc-ee's and they kicked him out for life. So here's me talking about ducks and Buc-ee's. Already in progress.
I feel promise that you like me, cause it could go downhill. I can't promise that you love me, but you probably will. I can't promise you forever, baby, cause that just went too long. I got a pocket full of quarters.
Humans, we are all just getting by. We're all putting in the hours. We are all trying to survive on this big blue tailgate party hurtling through the cosmos, making ourselves useful so we can survive. You and me, we've been on the planet a while. Me a little longer, but let's not make it about experience. I could claim superiority because I'm part dinosaur, and you are, as far as we know, not! So, like, from an evolutionary standpoint, you can kind of sit the fuck down when it comes to how we treat the general planet. You figure a slow death by industry is an unfortunate outcome of progress, and my ancestors were murdered by space. So, like, I get it, though. My kind did not evolve into invent sandwiches, slow drip coffee, and the Nintendo Switch. So, I don't know, maybe we're both right. Just one of us has thumbs. We disagree on many things. Prices, parking, what is and what is not worth standing in line for, and whether or not a discarded half sandwich is in fact trash, when that's just you being sensitive. Up here on the high wire where my kind chills out, a tossed out sando is a complimentary delight, free of charge, but to you it's a sign that the alley has gone to shit. And while I can see that from a municipal angle, for the POV of me, that's a sign someone out there feeds the birds tuppence a bag. To the pigeons, it's gratis. It's all just a matter of how you look at everything is what I am saying. So when it comes to what is and what is not and what shall be, and maybe we don't, but let's fucking do it. We're gonna be naughty. You gotta have perspective. Now, I have never been to a Buc-ee's. In fact, I am such a perched bird that I thought it was pronounced Busey's. And I figured it was a chain of stores with a Gary Busey theme. Not actually owned by the Buseys, it's spelled different, so I figured they couldn't get the blessing, it's just in recognition. Like if you go in there, there would be an eyewear section where you could rock a pair of Mexican horn rims like he did in Buddy Holly, or like a whole section devoted to 90s Pipeline t-shirts and cotton beach pants a la Agent Angelo Pappas from Point Break. Just like a general celebration of all things Busey. And while I would have loved to find a place to buy a full-on knitted Afghan of Peter Kia's in a silver suit like a walking leftover saying his iconic "The Lions, Tigers, the Bears, oh my" from Gary's quintessential role in Predator 2. Instead, I find out that Buc-ee's is a chain of large format travel centers known for their clean restrooms, brisket, Sammy's, jerky, and something called beaver nuggets. Plus, it's called Buc-ee's, which came about because the founder, Arch Beaver Applin, combined his childhood name, the name of his Labrador retriever, Buck, and the old mascot for the Ipana toothpaste, Bucky the Beaver, who was actually created, by the way, since you asked, by Disney animator David Hilberman, hold on, and voiced by original Mouseketeer Jimmy Dodd, who also wrote Bucky's iconic Ipana toothpaste jingle, Brusha, 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 which you remember from the girl's sleepover scene from Grease, where Jan does the impression of the beaver brushing his teeth. There, now you got trivia answers for days. You're welcome, I'm just trying to be useful. Anyway, Buc-ee's, they got a full-on semi-aquatic animal for a mascot, a beaver, Frankenstein from several beaver-themed sources, including another cartoon beaver. It's all beaver right down to his nuggets. So you'd think semi-aquatic animals would be welcome in said Buc-ee's, but this, as it turns out, is a matter of perspective because you cannot bring a duck into a Buc-ee's. Stop me if you've heard this one. A duck walks into a Buc-ee's, shoots vids for the socials, and is asked to leave by the staff because they do not allow pets inside the store, posts the vid on YouTube on January 19, 2024, and sets off a whole debate on whether or not a service duck should or should not be able to go into a convenience store. Now, that might sound like the most niche 2024 joke ever told, but it actually happened. The duck's name is Wrinkle, and she performs and is owned by circus jugglers Justin Wood and Joyce Kung. Wrinkle got famous on the Soch for walking around in red shoes, which makes sense. That's fucking adorable. Who does not love a duck in shoes? I can't pull off that look. I gotta wear a tie because I wanna get a job. But still, I get it. When you're famous, you can rock whatever and people will say it is style. Just ask Harry Styles. Wrinkle, I'll take a minute with that. Sorry, I'm dropping hot Harry Styles takes. Wrinkle even ran in the New York City Marathon and won a medal. So, you know, what's your excuse? Anyway, Wrinkle goes into a Bucky's in a baby carriage, and Wrinkle's being adorable, pulling out all the fan service, waddling, honking, wagging her tail and stuff, messing around. And they were approached by a staff member who informed them that only service dogs are allowed inside of Bucky's, to which her owner responded that Wrinkle was a service duck and could provide three forms of identification to prove that Wrinkle is, in fact, of service. Then a third employee told them that if it was a dog, you would have to be on a leash, to which the owner responded, I can put her on a leash, and was informed that if he did, it would be fine, but instead pretended to put her on a leash and walk her around to the delightment of everyone. Hands were clapped. The employees, realizing they were harsh, they reevaluated their own insecurities. Why, they even the mayor came by to take a picture with the whimsical waterfowl. Everyone cheered, and now Wrinkle's picture hangs confidently on the wall at Bucky's in Tennessee. Psych! This is America! They gave him a final warning, called the fucking cops. The cops came, and Wrinkle has been banned from not just that Bucky's, but all Bucky's. The owner would be charged with trespassing, duckless or duck heavy, if he is seen in any Bucky's. Fuck you, do not bring a fucking duck into Bucky's. Now, from one perspective, this makes sense, because Bucky's has a no pets policy. There is a sign on the door that says no pets. Yeah, they sell pet stuff and have a fucking rodent for a mascot, but you can't bring a beaver into Bucky's. Is that irony? I don't know. I didn't make up irony. You did. Which I think makes this whole conversation ironic, but that's a you problem, humans. You can, however, bring a service animal into a Bucky's. That policy is clear. The Americans with Disabilities Act requires state and local government agencies, businesses, and nonprofit organization-covered entities that provide goods and services to the public to, quote, make reasonable modifications in their policies, practices, or procedures when necessary to accommodate people with disabilities. The service animal rules fall under this general principle, but none of that fucking matters here because, and I'm sorry to deuce in your duck feed, there is no such thing as a service duck. Service animals are defined as only dogs and apparently some species of mini horse, because if you can lead a horse to water, and those dogs and little horses are trained to assist humans with disabilities. Now, granted, you don't have to have identification for that. In fact, if you are stopped for having a service dog or an assistant pony, according to the ADA management, they are only allowed to ask two questions. One, is the animal required because of a disability? And two, what work or task has the animal been trained to perform? They don't even have to wear a vest. That just makes it easier. Emotional support animals, on the other hand, are super totally 100% a thing. And that comes down to you and your therapist. They don't have to be registered, and they also don't have to be certified because that doesn't really do anything. So no, there is no such thing as a fucking service duck, no matter how cool that sounds. So basically, Bucky saw a dude dressed like a thrift store mannequin pushing a pond bird in a baby stroller in a store that is known for a lake rat and was like, yeah, pretty sure that doesn't jive with the overall vibe of our aquatic animal-themed convenience stop, which I do believe is actually fucking irony, which doesn't make it any less understandable that they asked the city hipster to take his fucking duck out of a convenience store. But from a different perspective, it's a kind of fucked up thing to do to a duck. Wrinkle was just doing their job, bringing joy, waddling in cute shoes for the YouTube subs and being generally adorable. What's the harm, Buckies? Duck's got a hot gig. Don't shit on Wrinkle's vibe, man. Not to mention, Bucky's kind of has a rap for being dicks to people because they should by policy. March 28th, 2023, police were called to make a report on an employee who was terminated for eating a piece of Bohemian garlic jerky valued at $1.12, caught on camera, but no arrests were made. They just wanted it noted. And then April 21st, 2023, the police were called on a 77-year-old employee for eating a piece of cheese valued at 4 cents. No arrests were made, but they wanted it on the record in case there's like a jerky or cheese discrepancy or something. But if you can't keep track of your cheese, you got no business selling it. That's in the Bible. Whether having a tasty snack or bringing a duck into to boost morale, it sounds like Bucky's wants you to know that they don't allow fun because it's against policy. Well, fuck that. Have you been in public lately? if it's not the frightening political discourse, it's shitty opinions about movies, not to mention ever since the pandemic, no one has had a small talk anymore. No, I don't know how I'm doing, Todd. How are you doing? The fuck does that even mean? I'm breathing, aren't I? That's a plus. Who knows how much longer the way your species is fucking up my ecosystem. I'm just glad I didn't get tested this morning for microplastics in my blood, because that information's really going to ruin my fucking lunch hour, Todd. Plus, when I want to check out, I go on TikTok, and I found out Congress passed a bill to the Senate to effectively ban the fucking thing if the Chinese parent company doesn't divest from it. Can't do anything about universal health care, background checks, allow women control over their bodies, gender-affirming care, or public schools, but you can outlaw fun real fucking fast. That's how I'm doing, Todd. So if I want to bring a duck into a fucking Buc-ee's just to make the day go by, then let me waddle my fucking woes away with some beaver nuggets. But that's just from my perspective. We're all just working through it best we can. And by the way, I am available for service work and emotional support anytime. I am certified, but not that that matters. But I do need to cover some bills. So hit me up on the socials, and I promise I'll stay the fuck out of Buc-ee's. I love you. Good night.
Wow.
Chad the Bird! Green Milk, give it up!
Special thanks to the Barracudas for their kick-ass song Promises taking us out on the back end. Thank you to Jepson's Malort for supporting me. Thank you to you for listening. Thank you to Zach Bensalba for recording me. Come find me on the Discord, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. I'm everywhere, baby. Buy some shirts, buy some stuff. Keep on my website. You'll know where I'm going to be because I'm starting to fly around. It's starting to get springy out, so I'm going to be more mobile. Mobile? Mobile? How do you say it? Let me know how you say it. DM me. Email me. TheBirdChat@gmail.com. How do you pronounce M-O-B-I-L-E? Is it mobile or mobile? I don't like mobile. It sounds like I'm on puke. Mobile. Mobile. I'm going to be on the road. We're back in the world, baby. Feels good to be out. Just definitely not going to Buc-ee's. Or at least I'll have someone else go to Buc-ee's for me because those beaver nuggets sound pretty dope. Who wants to go to Buc-ee's? You gotta go in though.
Nailed it.